WJP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi insists the bill before the House today.
It's not an immigration bill. It's an appropriations bill to meet the needs of our children so we can remove the needs that they have, but also the shame that we should have that they don't have diapers and toothbrushes and the care.
The $4.5 billion measure is aimed at improving treatment of migrant families that have crossed the border with Mexico. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it fails to address a number of key issues, including border security and additional beds for migrants.
Speaker Pelosi is determining whether the aid to the border gets shut down or whether we have a solution that can be voted on and moved to the president's desk.
House Democrats say a bipartisan bill in the Senate doesn't go far enough for them. Iran responds a day after the U.S. imposes new sanctions. President Hassan Rouhani saying the White House is afflicted by mental retardation and that the sanctions will lead to a permanent closure for diplomacy. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
All that Iran needs to do is to walk through that open door.
Bolton adds Iran has to be serious.
There's simply no evidence that Iran has made the strategic decision to renounce nuclear weapons and open realistic discussions to demonstrate that decision.
Iran says it will have more than 300 kilograms of low-enriched uranium by Thursday in violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. A lawyer for a pickup driver blamed for causing a collision that killed seven motorcyclists has entered a not guilty plea. New Hampshire authorities say 23-year-old Volodymyr Zukovsky waived arraignment. In a criminal complaint, police say he was driving erratically, crossing the center line as he pulled a trailer behind his pickup before last Friday's collision. This is AP Radio News. Illinois is the 11th state to legalize marijuana. Governor J.B. Pritzker signing the bill today.
With this legislation, our state once again is a leader, putting forward the most equity-centric cannabis legalization in the nation.
Pritzker claims legal pot sales will generate up to $1 billion in taxes each year. The legislature now has to set up the licensing and regulation of the marijuana dispensaries. Much of Europe is in the grips of a heat wave. Temperatures could top 104 degrees Fahrenheit, parts of the continent, in the coming days. French health officials say the triple-digit heat could last through the rest of the week. France is still haunted by the experience of a 2003 heat wave that killed an estimated 15,000 elderly in the country. Government has since put in place numerous preventative measures, including having local city halls contact fragile people and visit them to make sure they are coping. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.